Joey, I thought yesterday was fantastic. He was, in my opinion, the best player on the field, and that lifts everybody else. And you might say the lesser players at the club have been dragged along by Joey's enthusiasm for football. It would be great to have fans in the dressing room to listen. Our dressing room yesterday was sensational, and Joey is the main man behind it because he's been there, he knows what it's like, he knows how to win. He has a big effect on everybody around him because of his enthusiasm. His knowledge is fantastic. He knows the game of football, but more importantly, he knows Joey Barton better than anybody else. And I'm just waiting for something stupid to happen because I know Joey's got it within him. I can't see Joey having this discipline for the rest of his life. Maybe somewhere along the line he has realised that there's something wrong with me and I've got to sort it out. But I can't believe that anybody can change as quickly as that. But for what he gives us and what he gives me as a coach and a manager, I'm an enthusiastic person. I love my job and I love football. But when I come on the training ground, I see Joey training, it gives me another buzz. And it's stepped up. The training has stepped up, no doubt, because of Joey Barton and Anton Ferdinand and lads like that. These boys have come in with great, Kieran Dyer, the great characters, but they've been at the very top. And so people like Adele and Ali Forlan in particular, who I thought was great yesterday, they're going to raise their bar and they're going to get better because of better players around them.
There's been a lot of talk about David Beckham. How sincere is this wish from QPR point of view?
I think from what I know, I think Tony is more interested in buying a franchise in America with David. He knows David well. From my point of view, yeah, I'd love him here. Whether it could ever happen, I don't know. Age is a barrier now. Playing in America is a barrier for me. If he was playing in Europe, it would be different. Beckham at our club would be fantastic, really, because what he'd give everybody. He's such a great man, great players. You know, he's played with the best. His knowledge is fantastic. For him to be part of our club in some capacity would be sensational. But from what I've heard, I think he's going to buy a franchise with Tony.
One final question: which spot would you predict QPR to finish in May?
Hard one, very difficult. Yeah. I think it depends what happens in January. I think what we've got to do is stay up. There's no doubt about that. I mean, when you win a game and you beat Chelsea, you get lofty ambitions, and then something else happens in the next game, and you think, well, maybe I was a bit, you know, I got carried away a wee bit. I think the manager, myself and Keith, we're level-headed people. We realise that our first aim this season is to stay up. If we stay up by how many points or goal difference, I'm not bothered, as long as we stay up, because that will be the platform for... I think this club's got a big, big future. Whether we're involved or not, no matter what happens, I think Tony Fernandes is the real deal. He's going to take QPR somewhere because he's not going to settle for mediocrity. You can see that in him. When I talk to him, he's got a wonderful way of making me feel good. He's got a great attitude to work. He's always working. He's always emailing. He's always asking questions, and rightfully so, because he owns the club. And that drives other people on. It makes me feel better about myself, and he makes everybody he meets. He's just got that type of personality where I would call him a warm person. And my favourite word, if I go and watch players, I look for one thing that tells me we want that player. I use the word genuine. And Tony's a genuine man, no doubt.